Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And welcome to a 5:30 edition of Faces for Radio with our new time of 2 hours. Not that we're going to force you to listen to that much, but we got two. It's I, Anthony, with my host as always, Gartiz. Gartiz, how are we doing today?
Dude, I'm great, man. As actually, believe it or not, really appropriate theme music because I was saved by the bell as I was a little late getting into studio today. Because I hate to admit this, but I sharted myself.
Dude, I did it in 3 minutes before we had to go on.
Sweet. So I don't feel that bad then.
Yeah, I don't feel too bad. Studio Dog is not happy about it.
No, he never is, man. He never is.
So we got our two-hour time slot. It is official. We are in the books for two if we want them, Gartiz.
Well, this should be an interesting episode because we actually have our fantasy football draft at 6 o'clock, in which Anthony and I will both be drafting in a separate league.
No,
you know, separate from the VOC. Well, I mean, separate from the VOC Nation, like a separate league that we're in. So this should be interesting, man. Like I haven't seen, so come 6 o'clock when the draft starts, we'll be giving you, we can talk some football draft from two guys who probably know very little about fantasy football drafting.
You want to talk fantasy hockey, I'll make you a winning team. You want to talk fantasy football, you're going to be a loser.
Dude, you might be the only person in America who wants to play fantasy hockey.
Nah, bro, a lot of people play that.
Well, speaking of hockey, man, how does it feel that hockey might be like the fourth or fifth most popular sport in the country behind fantasy football?
Ha, that's funny. I got the second pick of the draft.
Did you? Is the draft already up?
Yep.
Oh man, I haven't even looked at it. Let me see what's going on here. All right, we are T minus 27 minutes here to the Slobber Knocker League draft.
I am. This is gonna be a tough show today, Gartiz.
Hey, figure.
Because it's gonna. I really think it's gonna be very difficult to do a fantasy football draft and do the show at the same time.
Nah.
All right. We'll
you know
see.
Why it's not going to be that. You know what I'll tell you why it's not going to be that difficult? Because neither one of us is that invested in it.
You're
so
right.
It's not like we've been studying and we're like analyzing all these picks. I'm going to give you my fail-safe strategy. Pick from the best players left on the board. If they're showing up on my screen, I'm picking one of them. That's it. I'm not digging through anything to find anybody. Let's keep this simple. We have the masses to entertain today, Anthony.
Can I tell you that why the reason why we played that song today was? I mean, I know you.
Sure.
Because something I've been waiting for all summer happened on September 1st, and that was the unauthorized Saved by the Bell movie on the Lifetime Network. I just want to preface, that is the first time I've ever watched a Lifetime movie. However,
I was going to say, how many Lifetime movies have you really been excited for?
That's the first one. It's the only one I've ever seen. But I haven't been so excited for a movie since, like, the original Ninja Turtles. Like, with friggin', back in the day. So I got to tell you, man, so I waited the whole summer for this movie, and I was severely disappointed. Did you happen to see it?
Yeah, I watched it.
What'd you think?
It was fun, and it was entertaining, because like you, like I grew up on that show. Like, I watched every episode multiple times. Like, you know, so I grew up on it. So seeing some of the backstage stuff was cool. I just felt that it was just too little. Like, I feel there was so much more they could have expanded on and talked about, like some of the real dirty stuff. But then I kind of think about it and feel maybe it wouldn't have been on Lifetime. Like, maybe it would have been a miniseries on, like, FX or something like that to get to, like, all the real juicy good stuff that we wanted to know about. It seemed to just kind of brush over things.
Yeah, and it's crazy that you said that because that was, like, essentially the same exact way I felt when watching the movie. I thought that it was decent. Like, it was entertaining. It wasn't really too corny because I was expecting Lifetime movie to be really corny. This movie wasn't that corny. I don't know about other Lifetime movies, but that one wasn't too corny. It didn't have what I wanted to see. It didn't have the Dustin Diamond scandals that are in his book.
Well, I think, doesn't the book cover a lot more from then after, like once the show ends, like after the show?
Okay.
This really kind of seemed to stop.
You're putting me on the spot here. On Sunday, after the movie aired, I got the book, and I've been trying to rifle through it, and I haven't gotten far enough to tell you if it goes past that. I assume it does. The table of contents makes it seem like it does. I'm about halfway through.
Dude, because didn't that guy get all kinds of messed up and get in all kinds of debt and file for bankruptcy and then, like, released his own sex tape to make money? Like, at one point, I remember seeing that this guy was walking around selling homemade Screech T-shirts. Like, just big white T-shirts with his face, like, ironed on it. Like, this guy hit hard times, man.
Man, it's got to be hard to be a child star. I mean, I feel like if anything, that's what that movie taught me, was that it sucks to be a child star.
Yeah.
And it doesn't suck in the way that, it comes off as like a super negative thing. I mean, being a child star seems to be positive. It's just you don't really get a childhood if you're going to do that.
Well, then, I mean, you got to be really kind of tough emotionally, too, because one of the things I noticed about this whole Dustin Diamond story in that movie in particular was that, like, he never really – one, he got kind of typecasted as Screech, and two, out of all of them, and correct me if I'm wrong, out of all the people on that show, that guy never really – he was probably the only one who never went on to do really much anything else. Like,
I can't really
anything,
think of anything
like,
– I can't really think of anything that Lisa Turtle did afterwards.
Well, she was apparently in a couple, like, soap operas, and she at least had Asher Roth write a song about her on a go-kart. Like, something, man. Like, did you know that, by the way?
No, I didn't know that. What's the name of the song?
Yeah, Asher Roth wrote a song called Lark on My Go-Kart, and it's all about taking a ride with Lark Voorhees and, like, his crush on her.
Were you obsessed with the show when you were a kid?
I loved it, man. Me, my sister and I loved it. It might be one of the few things that, like, my sister and I just really, like, bonded over as kids.
I loved that show when I was a kid. Like, I loved it.
Great.
I was a super fan.
Look, man, I'm looking up here on IMDb, all hear about Dustin Diamond. And naturally, the only thing, I mean, the first thing they talk about is that he's Screech. All right? And then we look here. Did you know, actually, that he was the only member of the cast that went through every single episode? Because he was even on the new class, which is basically like a spinoff after the college years, where they brought in a new group of kids, got Bayside High to be with Mr. Belding, and Screech was like his assistant.
Yeah, I remember that. I never watched it, but I remember, like, being home on a Saturday morning a couple times, flicking through, seeing it, leaving it on for 45 seconds and shutting it off.
Well, and then I'm looking through the rest of his stuff here, and it really looks like TV series, TV moving, a short, movie short here. It really just looks like he did a bunch of, like, nothing, like... There's one cover of him in a movie called All Wifed Out where basically he looks like Screech on coke. Like, there's really nothing here. Oh, he did a movie with the Insane Clown Posse.
He was in an American Pie movie.
Yeah, he was in The Book of Love.
Yeah, I never seen it.
He was on Rope. It was pretty good, actually. Not pretty good, but it was all right. You know, those kind of spin-off American Pie movies. Mm-hmm. He was in Robot Chicken.
He probably played himself.
Oh,
probably played Screech.
Oh, listen to this laundry list of classic cinema. Dickie Roberts, former child star. Pauly Shore is dead. Big Fat Liar. Yeah, this dude didn't basically do anything except for Saved by the Bell for the most part, man. But it looks like it at least had some kind of work, so I don't see why he would be so broke. Unless, you know, cocaine's a hell of a drug. So, he was on the Wonder Years.
Yeah, that was before Saved by the Bell, though. He was
in the first season.
I remember the episode. I remember the Wonder Years episode like it was yesterday. It was an episode where they had to play dodgeball or something like that in gym. And he got picked after or before Paul Pfeiffer. But it was like that.
And then he was also a Big Top Pee-wee as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just kind of surprised by all this, but you know what, man, I'm going to tell you, like I'm going to say it out here. Like I told you before, man, this guy, Dustin Diamond strikes me as just like an opportunist. It's like the ultimate opportunist. Who was the wrestler that was the ultimate opportunist that they used?
Edge.
Yeah. He reminds me of that. For some reason, I think he might have fabricated some of these stories. And actually, after the fame started kind of shooting down the stories in his book, when you're reading right now, he said that some of those things were actually fabricated from the ghostwriter to like kind of spice up the book. Because it said the book was kind of like, all right, dude.
I read that, and I discussed it with my wife. And that's a lie. He either fabricated the whole thing, or he's backtracking to save face now. That whatever that middle part, that he had a ghostwriter who fabricated it for him, that's bold-faced lie.
So you think the truth lies somewhere in the middle? That it was between what really happened and something he might have exaggerated?
Absolutely.
Because I feel it's kind of tough to come out with those kind of stories and that no one else can come out and be like, yeah, he was right. Like, yeah, that did happen. Like, everyone's been either hush about it or been like, you know what, that just didn't happen the way it happened. The way he says it happened, at least.
Yeah,
but who knows,
I mean,
man?
I just think that he's full of crap. Like, I think that stuff probably somewhat of it happened. But, you know, I don't know.
You don't think it was as explicit as he made it out to seem?
Yeah, maybe he like fabricated some stuff. Like he said in one of the things he said that like one of his major things in the book was the episode where the actor who does drugs and gets them to like try to get them to smoke pot. He said on the set, Kelly Kapowski was dating that guy for real. While that was going on, she was hooking up with Zach and AC Slater back and forth that whole week. At the very end of the week, the guy like caught him and had a huge blow up. Did that happen? Probably. Was she running back and forth between the two of them? Probably not.
I don't know, man, but see, because like I'm thinking about it. And think about it. Think about back in high school at that age. You know, you're 16, 17 years old. All of them are like some good-looking people. They're stuck together at all times. And they just start – I mean, I guarantee you've heard of wilder stories than a girl bouncing back and forth from two guys throughout college. Like, I'm sure you've heard it happen in the night. You know, that kind of shit happens all the time. So it did this – I don't, you know how it always works out, man, how like, it's almost like with pro wrestling where the heel in real life is actually the cool one and the face in wrestling is actually the dick out in public, where like Kelly could have been like the wholesome girl on the show and in real life she was just trifling, like it just completely slutted it up.
Well, that's what Dustin Diamond said. He said she started off as a sweetheart, and then she became a terror.
Which could probably happen, man. I mean, she's a good-looking girl, gets to Hollywood, everyone starts kissing her ass. She's like the star of the show, and then just lets it get to her head.
Well, that's what he says. He says that basically she is she's like a beauty pageant winner, and she's like she's pretty, and she like knows she's pretty. And because she knows she's pretty, she thinks she's hot stuff.
Yeah, dude, she was so hot, man. Who was your favorite out of the three girls? Who was your favorite out of the three? Yeah. I don't think you could really go wrong with Kelly. But you know what, though, man? Did you ever actually see Showgirls?
I've seen parts of it.
Yeah, man. Jessica's hot, man. Jessie was hot. She didn't play it in the show, but she's hot. Dude, do you have any idea how old Kelly is right now?
No, she's probably like 37.
Dude, she's 40.
Wow.
Her birthday's in January.
Remember when she went on
That's
like
weird.
Melrose Place or 90210 and she like got really slutty?
Yeah, dude, that was 90210. It was right after she left. It was right after she left Saved by the Bell. It was like
she started.
I think
doing
the only episode of
90210.
Well, the only episode of 90210 I ever saw in my life is the one where she came on for the first time. And I was like, dude, this chick's hot. But then the show was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty silly.
Yeah, but she was...
I wanted to talk to you about something. Yeah, Jessie Spano, she was hot in, what did she play a hooker in? Any Given Sunday. She played Al Pacino's, like, hooker.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't Any Given Sunday.
She was good in that, too. She looked good.
Dude, she's hot, man. That chick has a ridiculous body. You know what else she was in? I had no idea.
What's that? What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Did you ever see the Donnie Darko sequel?
Nah, I never saw the sequel.
I never saw it either, but apparently she's in it.
Oh. Good reporting there, Gartiz.
Yeah, you gotta love IMDb, man.
Here's what I wanted to ask
you. What were you
gonna
talk to me about?
I wanted to ask you about how you felt about the people that played the characters on the movie.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, like, did you think they fit? Like, when I looked at the characters, I thought the character that played Screech reminded me of Screech.
Oh.
The character that played
everybody character.
Else, not so much.
Really? I thought the girl that played Kelly was pretty good.
She wasn't
She had a little mole. She had, there were times where I was watching that where I thought the actress playing Kelly was actually prettier than Kelly.
Wow.
Your
eyes must be going in your old age.
Maybe that is it, or maybe I just hadn't seen Kelly side to side with her, but I thought she was hot. I didn't think the girl who played Lisa really like fit the bill. The girl who played Jesse I thought was okay.
Yeah, not too bad.
Zach wasn't bad either.
Oh,
he's
man.
A little chubbier than
awful.
Zach was. You really think so?
Zach and Slater were the worst.
Slater was pretty bad.
Dude,
Slater really
looked
bad.
Like a full-blown gremlin.
He looked like a really dark Bo Dallas.
When I was, yeah.
He just had to believe.
I'm AC.
Well, you know what I did like about it, though?
Wait. I was watching with my wife, and I'm like, man, the character who plays Slater is so ugly. And she goes, I know. Mario Lopez is like the hottest guy, and they get this gremlin to play him.
Dude, who is really going to live up to Mario Lopez's character? You would have had to get Mario Lopez to play himself younger to get anybody like anywhere near as good looking.
I feel like if I put a Jerry Curl on, I could pass.
You are a handsome son of a bitch. So... But what I was going to say was one thing that I did like about the movie in particular was they did have the mannerisms down. If you watch the mannerisms of all of them, like they had, like watching their mannerisms in the movie, like reminded me of the show. You can tell those kids like actually studied the little like body movements and the little like arm, the hand like motions and the way they talked, the way the original characters talked, because it definitely came through. Like I didn't think it was that bad. I think the characters really didn't come off like them, but I think those little details definitely came off like they were those kids.
I
they didn't really look
that,
like them.
But I didn't delete it off my DVR, so I may need to watch it again.
You know what was real surprising, man, was that Zach and Lisa were together for so long.
In the book, Screech doesn't say that it's like that.
Really, because I had read, just kind of doing some research to talk about this today, that they were together for almost 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. But that Zach, like, he was together with her, but that, you know, he was, like, bouncing around banging Kelly, and maybe even the other one was involved. But for some reason, man, I don't think Elizabeth Berkley would be, like, involved in that stuff. Like, for some reason, I feel that she kind of always had herself, like, above all that. There's something about her. Like, I'm looking at a picture of the cast.
You're
right
thinking
now.
Of her Every... character. You're not thinking of who she was.
No. I'm thinking of her, like, as in backstage. Like, we're talking about all these people backstage. Like, in, like behind the scenes. Like,
yeah,
I could definitely see where she... I could definitely see where, like, her... I don't know. There's something about her that just tells me, you know what? She probably thought that there was a bigger picture than Saved by the Bell and didn't get wrapped up, like, in some of the nonsense that Kelly might have got wrapped up in.
I don't know, man. I disagree. I feel like because she wasn't the star, she, like, sucked up almost more than Kelly had to.
Really?
Now, yeah. I mean, this is all speculation on our parts. Obviously, we need to say that. However, I still think that that's the case.
Really? I thought you were writing fan fiction is what you were doing.
This.
Isn't that what we were brainstorming for?
I feel
the
like
big Saved by the Bell backstage, the big backstage orgy.
I can't tell you how excited I was just to like to read the book, to get the to watch that movie. Like it's been such a fun week. Although when Screech said that, when I read that Screech rescinded a lot of his book, I tried to light the book on fire. However, iPads don't really light on fire too well, so.
And I know how much you hate it when people rescind what they say.
Yeah. So, that iPad's a little messed up.
Well, you know what's funny? I'm digging through all these pictures of the cast, like from back then, all together, and I'm watching like their body, like kind of positions and where they're all placed. And the one that I just happened to get on now has Kelly standing with her arms around both Zach and Slater while Lisa and Jesse are like standing behind them, kind of like in their own world. But I guess technically on the show, Zach and Slater were always fighting for her, so I guess she was kind of between them. But then they were like best buddies too.
Back off, Preppy. She's going on a date with me.
Hey, what's going on here?
Do you remember the episode where, like, Kelly broke up with Zach for, like, a different guy?
Like the college guy?
Yeah, but it was, like, when they were still in high school.
No, that's what I'm saying. They were in high school, but she was dating, like, the older guy.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, that breakup episode, heart-wrenching as a kid.
Was that the one where they went afterwards and, like, danced at the prom or something? And he, like, danced outside at the prom and he finally, like, they, like, let her go?
Yeah, I think that's what – I think that – it was – I'm not sure. I'm sure – I think all those episodes were, like, around the same time. I don't know if it was the same episode. I just remember – but I think it was because they were, like, outside at night when they broke up.
Yeah, it was outside. It was outside the prom. Because he went to the prom and they had like their last dance together outside.
Yeah, because she was.
And
like,
then finally, like when the dance ended. Yeah, when the dance ended, they like went their own ways.
Man, that was.
That last.
I'm getting sad now.
Don't cry, man. Don't cry.
I mean, it's heavy, man. It's heavy stuff.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I remember being slightly sad at the graduation episode. when I remember very clearly when, like, all the graduates went through and the very last one, which made no sense because if anybody's been to a graduation, you know it goes alphabetically. But all of a sudden, the last five people who received their diplomas were the stars of the show. And the very last person, for some reason, was Zach Morris, who received his diploma and then gave Mr. Belding a huge hug. And they both, like, shed a little tear. And that's when he looked out in the crowd and was like, we did it, blah, 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 and, like, threw his hat up and it was over. I remember, like, being, like, touched by that episode and being like,
you know,
damn.
Did
I think
get
I
get,
like,
a diploma?
Who?
Tori.
You're right, she didn't.
She wasn't even in the episode.
Dude, she was such an afterthought.
She's on the box for the complete collection.
She should be. I mean, she was a character. She was a vital character in a bunch of those episodes.
She's only in, like, five episodes in the last season.
But you know what else I didn't get? Did Slater ever go after Tori?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, you
to be honest with you, when I was a kid, I didn't really realize what was going on. I kind of thought they replaced Jesse with Tori. And, like, I thought it may have been just a different person playing Jesse.
Really?
Well, it was really confusing. They didn't really go into great detail.
Well, it wasn't like it was an Emmy-winning, like, drama. They just kind of kicked two of them out and brought a new one in.
So sad.
They also changed the locations of the school without really saying anything either. The first couple
of
episodes
took place. What was the name of the rival high school?
Valley.
It was just Valley, right?
Yeah, it was Valley. Dude, do you remember the prank episode where they toilet papered their gym or their locker room or whatever, and they got locked in the locker room?
Yep. You remember the episode when they were in the mall trying to get those tickets, and they, like, hid out overnight and were hiding in the tents and stuff?
No.
What? They were trying to get tickets to, like, a U2 concert, and Screech, like, screwed up and, like, messed it up. So they had to, like, they were going to sell tickets for, like, a second concert the next night. Or the next morning. So to ensure that they got there, they all, like, hid in, like, a camping store in the mall and, like, hid in tents until the mall shut down.
Yeah, I do remember that, actually. I do remember that. Do you remember the wrestling episode? I used to love when they did wrestling episodes because they were so just beyond, like, obscene, like, how fake they were and how terrible their wrestling scenes were. They had the girl wrestler. Do you remember that one? And, like, Slater was teaching her moves. Yeah, Slater was teaching her moves, and Jessica got jealous. And then the girl had to go out against, like, Valley's, like, stud wrestler, and she ended up beating him. And, of course, she didn't just beat him. Like, she whooped that tail. Like, that's actually a really good episode.
Did she tech-ball?
Like, the girl goes out with some guy. Huh?
Did she tech-ball him?
No tech-ball, man. She pinned him.
She pinned him.
And she pinned him in, like, 6 seconds with, like, the most ridiculous slam ever. And you know what's
funny,
too, speaking
of
which?
You should get more points for a tech fall than a pin.
Nah, man. Pin's where it's at, man.
Tech fall is dominating.
You only get one more point for a pin than you do for,
like,
a tech fall.
If you're tech falling somebody, that means they got no chance. Anybody.
Yeah, but if you pin somebody. Yeah, but that's, like, the ultimate. Like, remember, though, the point of the sport is the control. So if you control somebody where you can control their back and shoulders to the ground, that's the ultimate bit of control.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about wrestling.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you're up on the league right now, but we are at T-minus 50 seconds before the number one pick.
So why don't we take a commercial now? We'll come back and we'll do some fantasy football because I think we just spent 30 minutes on how awesome Saved by the Bell is.
Love it.
All right, we'll see you guys on the other side.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. Ha, 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 ha. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
And we're back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Faces for Radio Fantasy Football Draft Edition. Martinez, going back at you with Anthony. We're about halfway. We're actually just began round two. All right. We had a little bit of controversy with the first pick. Anthony and I disagreed on who should be selected with our first picks. So we'll discuss. What's happening, man? You, who are the number two pick in the draft, who'd you go with?
I picked Calvin Johnson.
Excellent player. Now,
he's ranked like seven on our thing.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
What's so ridiculous? I mean, he's a stud, but who do I want here? Oh, dude, Peyton Manning's still available? I'm definitely taking Peyton Manning.
Mm.
So, yeah, so I ended up taking Adrian Peterson with my first pick, 5, which Anthony seems to be completely against.
Should have took Eddie Lacy. What does ADP mean? What is ADP?
ADC, I don't know. Where do you see that?
It says bye in week 11. Then it says ADP 15.8. And then it says fan points 215.96.
Fantasy, that's how many points I guess are projected. And then the other one's the average pick, like which pick they average, what's their average pick number?
All right. Man, how are we supposed to do a show right now? How are we supposed to do a show right now? This is impossible.
It's not impossible. Who are you going to pick next? Tell me. You're coming up in about 40 seconds.
I don't know. All the running backs and the quarterbacks are gone. I could take Giovanni Bernard. I could take DeMarco Murray. Yeah, it's either between Giovanni Bernard or DeMarco Murray. I'm going with Bernard.
On you, man.
I'm going Bernard.
All right.
I'm drafting crazy this year.
You're going nuts. I mean, you drafted pretty well last year. But you know how fantasy football works, man. It's all a crapshoot.
Dude, I have this website that I go to that has, like, it's just like a rankings of the best picks. So I just don't go by the Yahoo ranks. I just go by this secret website that I use.
Oh, this is the secret website?
Secret website.
Nice.
Ooh, I can get DeMarco Murray, too. Fools. I just got both of them.
I'm trying to figure out. Oh, there we go. I was trying to figure out where I could see what I picked already. All right. So we're going to need some receivers here. Who are we going to go with? Oh, I know who I want. So far, I picked Peyton Manning in the second round and Adrian Peterson in the first round. So I'm thinking wide receiver next, man. Who's on your list?
You're
not going to tell me, are you?
Nah, because you got the next pick. I'm not going to tell you who's up on my top.
I got two picks.
See, last time what? This is crazy. We can't be doing a fantasy draft and having a radio show at the same time. It's too much mayhem.
It's not that much mayhem.
Hey, did you like
that? You're sitting there doing this. I did. What was that?
That's called C'est You by a French pop group called Yell.
Yikes. Where'd
you
find
where I heard that? I heard it at the whitest place I've ever been in my life. You know where that is?
Boston?
No. At a polo match on Long Island.
Oh, yep, slightly whiter. You're absolutely correct.
Dude, that was the whitest thing I've ever been involved in my entire life.
The whitest thing you've ever been involved in, huh?
Have you ever been to a polo match before?
No, I can't say I have.
Have you ever been to anything that's like high society?
Did they just take who I wanted?
I don't know. We're doing a show here.
I know, but I wasn't really thinking because I had something else going on here, and I wanted. I guess we're just gonna have to take. So we're going to take this guy. Let's see what's up with him. Nah, I can't take him. He's got another. This is going to be tough, man. I'm trying to look for a wide receiver here, or should I just take a running back and stick with. You know what? Another running back, man. We're going to go. I'm going to go Doug Martin. Or we're going to go Andre.
Go Ellington.
I think we're going to go Andre Ellington. I think we're going Ellington.
A better pick.
All right, we're moving on.
Can we focus on the show?
I mean, as much as you like, I guess. I mean, what are we going to talk about?
That's what I want to focus, like 100%.
100% on the show?
100%.
How are we going to do that when we got the draft? How are we going to do that when we have the draft going on at the same time?
Because to me, the show is what's important. This draft is secondary now.
The show is what's that? Do you want to just put auto pick from here on out?
No, because I can do both without having to like sit there and think. That's why I pre-slugged all my people.
That's why you pre-slugged all your. See, that's very well played. All right, well, at least if one of us gives 100%, I'm sure the show's going to work.
Now, let me ask you that question I asked you before that you didn't answer.
Which one? Oh, about
been,
the high society.
Yeah, have you ever been to anything that's high society? If so, what?
I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. High society. Huh. No, I don't think I have.
Yeah, man. This was crazy. It was like Lamborghinis.
I mean,
not
like a polo, man.
High-end Porsches. Like, the cars were nice. It was like tailgating, but it was tailgating with wine and cheese. People weren't throwing footballs. They were throwing kites, or flying kites, I guess. Take Michael Floyd.
Yeah, they were flying kites. No, I don't want Michael Floyd. See, man, a lot of these people have quarterback issues, man, which is why I'm kind of hesitant to take some of them. But see, I think I'm gonna go with. Do we want to go with Sorry Crabtree, or do we want to go with Percy Harvin? Or do I want to go with one of my skins, man? This might not be a bad time to pick one of my skins. I think they're going to go down a little bit here. Patterson might be okay. Damn, Andre Johnson's still available. That's kind of nuts, but his quarterback sucks, which is a problem. You know what? I think we're going to go
Harvin.
I don't
have Andre Johnson to the 40th pick.
Oh, well. All right, done. Moving on. So anyway, yeah. So no, but I really don't think I've done any like high. So how the hell did you fit into this high society thing?
Not good, man.
At no point were you confused for the help?
No, because I'm Italian, so I'm dark skinned, but I look like a European when I'm there, so I can pass as that.
So like. So nobody threw you, like, the keys of some Lambo or, like, yeah, I'll take care of it, go park it. And you're like, hell yeah, and, like, drove off on it and shit.
No, because, you know, because I feel like the way I was dressed, I feel like I have the complexion where I could be picking Matt Ryan. And then... I just feel like I have that complexion and look to me that people could mistake me for that. But I feel like because of this, the whiteness of this European society, I passed as a European.
Fair enough.
Does that make sense?
I think if I would have gone with you, we would have got the keys to some cool car thrown at us probably.
Nah, bro. You would have looked like Greek, man.
Funny stuff, funny stuff. Man, let's hope my pick is still there, man. It's
who you want
soon.
Next?
I'm looking at a tight end, man. So I'm either going to go with Jordan Cameron or I'm going with Vernon Davis. I think Davis has a better quarterback situation, so we're probably going to go with him. And I like
I think
Vernon
the,
Davis is one of the...
I picked the quarterback.
What?
I don't know who he is.
Kaepernick.
No, I picked Matt Ryan.
Oh, no, you picked the quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Solid quarterback, man.
Good.
Solid quarterback. So I'm either going to, like I said, I really like Jordan Cameron, but, man, Vernon Davis is one of those guys that I pick up every year, and he just does his thing. There's a Redskins tight end, though, that, man, if this dude can stay healthy, he's a stud. But he just has to stay healthy, which is the problem. But I think that's why we're going to go with good old, reliable Vernon
Jordan
Davis.
Jordan Cameron.
I've drafted the Jordan Reed. Dude, the dude's really good. He was having a great season last year until he got concussed, but he's got injury issues, man.
All these people have injury issues. It doesn't matter who the hell you pick in the draft. After
it's
the second week,
the NFL.
It's all who's injured. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm really good at the beginning. I'm really good at the draft, but I'm bad at picking up people after that. That's where I would come due.
like picking up people throughout the season and stuff?
Yeah, I'm terrible at it. So I'm not going anywhere with this nonsense.
It's just for fun, man. What are you going to do?
I know. That's why the judge isn't playing. He's like, it's not even a pay league. I'm in like four leagues already. It's not a pay league. Like, whoa.
is that really why he's not playing?
Yeah.
Like, what a jerk.
What was he? He had like another. Oh, because the other reason he wasn't playing is because he would have had to auto draft because he wouldn't have been able to draft today.
Oh.
That's his major reason. Man. But I was like, bro, why don't you just pre-slug your players, bro?
Pretty much, yeah.
He's like, nah, man. I guess pre-slugging your players isn't really that the greatest thing. Because I'd have like 17 running backs right now.
Yeah, but some people are really into this stuff, man. Like, when I started researching, doing some research last night, I was so blown away at some of the details and complexities. And I was like, dude, how does anyone have time? Like, how does anyone have time to research the things that go into this? Like all, like, the details of what is going on here with this stuff. Like, I don't get it, man.
Everybody has a hobby, man. Some people's hobby is legitimately fantasy football.
Yeah. Damn, Emmanuel Sanders is still available? Huh. Is that actually a bad pick?
Who'd you pick up for a tight end?
Vernon Davis. Now, I was trying to find here another wide receiver to pick while this is going on. So I think we're going to go, Dan, I'll go. I'm trying to get people that I didn't pick in my last draft to try to have some fun, get some different players out there. But, oh, well. Sometimes you get the luck of the draw, man.
Another draft you're in this year or from last year?
No. A draft that I did last night. And see, last night I got stuck with the first. I had the first pick. And it was tough, man. Like, and I really didn't give a crap about the draft because, like I said, I've had other things going on in life and I haven't really paid attention to fantasy football this year. But all of a sudden, I was going to let it auto draft and just say, screw it, man. Whatever I get with, I'll play with. But then when I got the first pick, like, I got all into it all of a sudden. And, yeah, so I don't know.
I need another receiver. I don't know who to take.
Mike Wallace had a good year a couple years ago. Can't go wrong with Jeremy Maclin either.
What about Eric Decker? Healthy.
Decker's a good one, too. But is he hurt?
This year.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, yeah. Their quarterback situation's kind of rough.
I think I...
They should
be all
right. Though,
I already have a week 11 bye. I can't be taking another one.
See, that was the problem that I was picking up here is I was messing up my byes. Dude, Mike Wallace is a solid receiver, man, for Miami.
Yeah, I'll go with him.
I picked him up a couple of years ago, like in the late round of his rookie year, and man, he was a beast.
What's our flex position? Wide receiver, running back, or tight end?
Pretty much, yep.
That's sweet, man. I would have picked up, if I knew that, I would have picked up another running back early.
That's all right. Do we have anything else to talk about other than this draft for the second half of the show?
Dude, I mean, it's going to be too difficult to do it, I think.
You think so? No other topics, nothing?
I mean,
in our first two-hour show, we're just going to sit here and babble about fantasy football?
I didn't want to babble about fantasy football. We were talking high society, and then we somehow got sidetracked.
I can't talk high society, man. What the hell am I supposed to talk about high society with you? Tell me what else like qualifies as like high. What did you wear to this event, by the way? What does one wear to a polo match?
Okay, well, see, I was very nervous about what to wear. So I'm not going to lie to you. I did look up like fashion trends and stuff. Basically, you could wear any type of footwear you want. Footwear is like legit, like doesn't matter. All right?
Okay.
Because, like, it's mad. It could be muddy. You go out and you stomp the divots. Have you ever heard of that?
Dude, I know nothing about polo, so I couldn't tell you anything.
All right. So, like, horses, like, kick up, like, dirt and stuff, right?
Okay, yeah.
So, like, when there's, like, halftime, after the third checker, you go out there and you stomp the divots, which is, like, you go out there and you, like, step on the grass. You basically pay to go to a match and then go and during halftime and fix the field for free.
That doesn't sound like high society. That sounds like any, like, other, like, Spanish immigrant, like, working at anything else. Like,
I wore checkered shorts, and I wore a polo shirt.
Okay. By the way, if you didn't notice,
man.
I did pick wife beating Ray Rice.
There's no reason.
In the eighth round. I got some solid running backs. I don't need them to start for me. But you got to take that guy, man, if he's there for you.
Ray Rice in the eighth round is a huge pick.
So he suspended a couple games.
Yeah. Who's the guy who did the drugs?
Josh Gordon.
I wonder where he is on the draft. Did anyone pick him up yet?
He's nowhere. He's suspended for the year.
For the whole season?
Whole season, dude.
The guy
that dude
the
just got it. Oh, no. You're talking about that's Wes Welker.
Where is he on the draft?
Dude, I don't know. That's a good question.
He's probably
He's suspended. Oh, dude, Wes Welker's a beast if you can get him, but I don't know how long he's going
to
be suspended for. But you know about the guy Josh Gordon from the Browns who got suspended for the year for smoking weed again, right?
Nah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. This guy Josh Gordon got like his third, I think maybe offense for came up positive for weed, got suspended for a year. Today, they announced that the dude took a job in his hometown as a car salesman for a year because the Cleveland Browns banned him from going to play in the Canadian Football League. So the dude really has no way to really make money. Kind of sucks.
How many years has he been playing ball for?
I think this is only his second year.
Oh, so he does have no money.
Yeah, I really think it's his second year.
You know
maybe
how those
third
football
year
contracts work, right?
They basically, I mean, a lot of it's back-end money. It's not guaranteed money.
Yeah, and they, like, until you, like they'll sign you to a contract, but until you prove yourself, you're not getting a big money contract.
Yeah. And the big money contracts aren't even fully guaranteed. It's
no.
Crazy. So.
Man,
football's
silly, man. I don't really like football.
Dude, football is probably the most ridiculous. Like, I mean, it's the most popular sport, for one. It's most popular in the country. We got to admit that. You have the shortest career, the highest chance of injury, yet they're the lowest paid, all right? And the contracts and the way they have these things set up are just so bonkers and ridiculous that it makes me wonder why anybody would want to grow up and be a professional football player. Like, it makes no sense.
I feel like athletes are overpaid.
What, in general?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, they make it. It's capitalism at its best, right? It's we're willing to pay it, so they're going to get paid. So I get it, man. But I'm just saying, like, a freaking teacher or a doctor should be making double what an athlete's making. A good teacher and a good athlete should be, or a good teacher and a good doctor should be making double of a good athlete, in my opinion.
I mean, it's just excelling in a different way of life, man. I mean, so
I know one,
I mean, what's
in
the
one
say?
Way of life you could, like, you help people, and in the other way of life you play games.
Yes, that's true. Dude, it's just man, are we getting round eight already?
Yeah, I got 3 people on the bye on week 9.
Yeah, I probably got a bunch on the bye coming up.
Yo, I'm taking Wes Welker now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do it.
Totally am. Well, how long is he suspended for? Like 4 weeks or something?
Probably.
I don't need him until like week nine.
Yeah, dude, he's good then, man.
Yeah,
he'll be
all right. Taking him.
There's still a lot of quarterbacks out there.
Took him.
Believe it or not.
What?
There's still some good quarterbacks out there.
I need a backup.
Still got Roto. Yeah. Dude, I may take RG3, man. That guy could eventually have a good season if I get to him.
You could probably get him if you want him.
I can't. I mean, I'm 2 picks away. I doubt anybody's going to take him. I've also said that about my last about 3 picks.
Yeah.
The dude, he's week 4. And I don't think the Skins bye week is that. Not week 10, we're good. Yep, sir. We're going with him. But yeah, man, I don't think I've done anything. I can't even think of anything like super high society like that I've done, other than like bougie business parties with like significant others, like work colleagues. Or you're talking about like these multimillionaires and these fancy houses and stuff like that. But nothing of like a real type of event per se.
Yeah, they're weird. I'm gonna try to avoid them from now on, to be honest with you.
It really doesn't sound like much fun at all.
You know, it's just that, like, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm not really a super jealous person, but I hate the fact that, like, scummy people make a lot more money than me.
Well, it's because they got to be scummy. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things.
I also feel like we should be making that much money doing what we're doing right now. On this radio.
Oh, radio show? On this radio.
Even though this show is kind of a bit of a joke. First half, golden. Second half,
We're struggling to get through?
I don't think we're struggling. I just think we're preoccupied, and it's unavoidable with the football season starting tonight.
It is true. Like, we don't have much of a choice. I thought you know what, though? But this is working out very similar to the Power Hour. Where in theory, it sounds like a great idea to do it live. But then when you actually go to execute it, it's like, man.
When did I say it sounded like a good idea?
Oh, maybe you never did say it was a good idea.
Definitely didn't. But it's funny. Like, it's funny.
I just figured it gives us something constantly to talk about.
We literally don't have a choice. We don't have a choice is the problem.
Yeah, that's what stinks. I mean, what are we going to do? Again, we have the option to just auto-pick them.
Yeah. I say what we do is, it's about 6:30. I say we take another commercial. We come back. We stay on until we finish the draft. And now that we're in the second half of the draft, we'll just kind of like not really be too concerned about the draft anymore.
Well, okay, we got to come up with something fun to talk about then we get back.
All right, I got something that I wanted to talk about.
Freaking awesome, you always do. All right, man. All right.
Commercial now.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartiz.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio.
Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry.
We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio. Funky for radio. Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
Down at the mall is the one who's got it all. The answer to my prayers, just two doors down from Sears. I was surprised, cause they mostly hire guys. She's the girl at the video game store.
And welcome back to Overtime, that is now regular time on the Faces for Radio. Gartiz, you're with us, correct?
I'm still here, ready to pick, man.
All right. I wanted to play that last song, The Girl at the Video Game Store, which is from Attack of the Show. You ever see Attack of the Show?
No, I have not.
Attack of the Show is not on television anymore. It used to be on the G4 network, and it was about it was basically like...
Was that a video game network?
Sort of. It was more of like a, just like a geek network.
Okay.
So they had like, this show was like, it was really cool. Like it would start off and they'd have like the top funniest like five web videos of the day. And then they would do like interviews with like comic people, movie people, music people. They would do stuff about like new gadgets coming out, all types of stuff like that. Anyways, that song's from there. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I wanted to tell you about a story I heard about. It's a video game story, so I don't know how you're going to handle that.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
Okay. Basically, there's a girl by the name of, let me see what her name is, Anita Sarkeesian. She's a Canadian feminist. Why she needs to be a Canadian feminist and not just a feminist or just a Canadian is beyond me, but we'll give her the title, okay? She started a crusade against violence and negativity pointed towards women in video games, okay? When people have arguments with her, or when people try to debate with her, she does attacking. She plays the victim card. She attacks people. She's terrible. She debates horribly. And I want to get her on the show and debate her.
How would you get her on the show?
Because I want to interview her legitimately about what her beefs are, what the problems are, why to her, and to this is the big one, big question. Why are video games so important to you, like how women are portrayed in video games, and not like per se like the women that are getting like raped left and right in like the Middle East. Like why are video games more important than that? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
And if she can answer that question and make me say, okay, this is a more valiant feminist cause than this feminist cause, then I will leave this whole situation be.
Now, does she mention why this is her cause? Like, what sparked this cause? Like, what? And again, I'm not knowing anything about. Didn't want to concede to you on this one. What have you seen from video games and video game systems to like justify or to argue against this?
Okay,
it sounds like it's something that might be reasonable. But are there better ways to spend your energy for women's rights? Yes.
That's what I'm saying. That's just essentially what I'm saying. But what they're saying is like, oh, you know, women are portrayed as sex objects. Women are always used as like the victim to save them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can argue back and forth. You can say women are the victim in games because guys play video games and they probably don't want to play a girl saving themselves. Or you know, there's valid reasons. Or you could say Lara Croft in the remake of Tomb Raider is probably the best protagonist in a video game, and she does not come off sexual in any way, shape, or form.
Well, even with her design, with her physical appearance?
She's not like...
Because I remember the whole thing about...
I said the remake, Gartiz. I said the remake that came
out
last
year. I haven't
seen
the remake. I haven't seen the remake. All I know is Lara Croft was back in the day. Lara Croft was... Well, Lara Croft.
Look up Tomb Raider. You can Google it or whatever right now. Look up Tomb Raider PS4. Just type it in.
Okay.
And you tell me if she comes off as sexual.
All right, we'll get into that. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay, good. All right, let's see here. Tomb Raider, PS4.
And she was the hero, and it was like basically her like origin story of how she became like tough. It's awesome. It's one of the best games I've ever played in my life. And it starred a woman.
Now, here's a question. Are there more, I mean, other than Lara Croft, are there more? Like, are there other women?
There are other women.
Like, protagonists. Are there other protagonist women in video games? Because, you know, you mentioned guys play games. But one thing I've been kind of shocked is to see the large amount of females that actually play games now. There is a large amount of women.
There's a difference between cell phone games and console games. So what, are you talking console games?
I'm talking console games, yeah.
All right.
I mean, because there's such a wide variety of console games.
We're saying, you're asking me, are there other, like, major women characters? Yes
and
no.
And actually, I'm looking now at this Lara Croft, and you're right, there's nothing, there's not the... the big busty Lara Croft that like we remember from back in the day.
She's an attractive.
It just looks
like if that was a real woman, you'd say she was attractive, but you wouldn't say she was like a character at all.
No, not even anywhere near like the older versions of Tomb Raider. Not at all.
Yeah. So there's not really like a lot of like main character women. I mean, there's Samus from Metroid, who still makes games. The Last of Us, there was like a 13-year-old girl who ended up becoming the main character, and that was interesting. I mean, the point I'm trying to make with this is it's a guy-dominated industry. In terms of playing, I feel like in terms of making, there are tons of famous women in gaming who've created things that are awesome. Can I give you a specific example? I don't really know a lot of game makers' names. However, I do know that there are women who have made awesome games.
Okay.
And I feel like the sexualization of them is silly. okay? And the reason I think it's silly is because they are no more sexualized in games than men are sexualized in games. How many – if you play a video game and you turn on, you play as a guy, you don't play as some, like, out-of-shape, ugly dude. You play as some, like, chiseled, diesel, good-looking guy. Shirt off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't understand why this issue is even an issue.
See, and it's hard for me to comment because I don't play enough to know. And I'm trying to think of any of my experiences playing in games, you know, what women were like in those games. But, like, I'm sure she's probably looking down the lines of, like, your Grand Theft Autos, your – I mean, I guess Call of Duty really doesn't have – I'm just thinking about, like, the famous ones that have come out recently that might, like, spark that – you know, catch your attention and spark a debate like that.
I feel like it's
that
no,
I wouldn't have...
And I feel like it all falls back to the same argument that violence in video games falls back on. If you're gonna sit there and make video games change, then you got to make everything change. And that's not the country we live in. Like, I don't live in a place where everything's censored and people have to censor their art. Like, if you want to make a game where a girl looks sexy, if you want to make a game where a guy's naked, you go ahead and you do that, man. We live in a country where you do that. Just as we live in a country where I have the ability to purchase that if I want to, and not purchase it if I don't want to.
True.
And I just think that...
Very true.
I think the issue is, I think people, because then what she does is she starts saying how, after she starts doing all this stuff, how, like, people are harassing her and giving her crap nonstop, yada, yada, yada. You know why people are giving you crap nonstop? Because you're coming into an industry that's not bothering anybody, and you're being like, I'm gonna shine a light on this and make you guys change into this PC cookie cutter crap that ruins everything else. That's what I want, and I can't understand why people are angry at me for it. Like, go make PC games. If that's what you want, you go make politically correct games. Then you go sell those politically correct games. If more people buy the politically correct games than buy the violent sexual games, then you just won yourself the battle.
But see, I'm wondering, you're saying violent and sexual games. You, again, that know more about this industry and are much more involved. How much sex is there in these games?
I feel like women characters in games come off as slutty. I'll say
okay.
that's definite. However, video games are parody. They're not real. In the games where the games are very serious, the women come off as serious. In games like Grand Theft Auto, you know, they come off as slutty, but that's the way it is. Like, it's you got to know the genre of what you're the entertainment. Like, what are you getting into? Are you getting into a Jane Eyre video game that takes women very seriously, or are you getting into a Tucker Max book where that takes women for granted? You know, it's what your preference of genre is. I think that's what does it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does. Now, is this lady trying to, like, what's her angle? Is she trying to get, like, some kind of regulation over how they're portrayed? Is she trying to bring attention to it?
She's been making, like, online documentaries about it, and she's been catching massive crap from people on the gaming community.
Right. That just seems like a community you don't really want to mess with their stuff. They seem like they'd get very aggressive and angry.
They don't bother anybody. They're just staying in their basement. Just leave them. Leave people alone. Just leave people alone.
So do you think something like this might actually shine, like, more of a negative light on what she feels the situation is?
No, it's not going to do anything, Gartiz. Nothing is going to happen because of this. It's just going to bother and annoy people. That's all it is. It's going to show, like, 10 to 15 people, that okay, maybe there is some like some kind of like sexuality in gaming. It's gonna, and then the other people who watch it are either gonna get mad or go, I knew it was like that from the start. You know, they're gonna be those kind of people. So people already have their minds made up.
I mean, I really think it's one of those arguments that's not going to really go anywhere. And it's going to be kind of a ridiculous. It's just one of those things that you're going to make some noise and it's going to go away. Like, simple as that. You're going to make some noise and it's going to go away, and it's not going to make a blip. And you're going to offend some of the gaming community. Overall, in the big picture, is it going to make a difference in like the world? No. You're going to offend some people in the gaming community, and guess what? They're going to get over it and go back to playing their games. And those same games are going to sell. No one's going to stop selling them because they still make money. And that's really all it comes down to. I mean, granted, I remember being somewhat shocked at the, you know, watching, I'm playing Grand Theft Auto, whichever one it was, that, you know, you can go beat up the hookers. You know, you can pay for the hookers to get extra energy. And then you beat them up and rob them and take their money. Okay, that's all of them then. And I remember seeing that and being like, wow. Like that, you know, that was kind of shocking, taken back for a video game, but that's where they're going to. I mean, that's what it is.
Let me ask you another cool question related directly to that, Gartiz. Is it that you're being told to do that, or is it that you shouldn't have the freedom to do that? Because nowhere in the game ever, in any of the Grand Theft Auto, does it tell you to go get with a hooker, nor does it say, after you're finished, to kill them and take their money. However, the game allows you the freedom to do that. So,
well, I think that's one of those appeasing things about the game, that it gave you the freedom to do that. Now, does that say more about the people who made the game, or does that say more about the gamers who thought, man, let me try to do this and see if the game lets me get away with it, and then you can't?
Can I tell you something? I find now a lot of video games have choice, where you can kind of choose to go like a good route or an evil route. All the people I know who are good people take the evil route. All the people I know who are a little crazy always take the good route. What does that tell you?
I think it goes back to the yin and yang of life, man. All good has a little bit of bad, and all bad has a little bit of good.
But it's like, it's almost it just raises the point. Is it almost like a good thing to have the release to be able to play something like that, where you can just like, all right, I'm just going to be a crazy psycho for an hour and just run people over in my car? Or is it something that, you know? Personally, I think I've played games my entire life, and I've never physically been like, all right, I'm getting in my car to run people over. All right, I'm going to start shooting. All right, I'm going to go beat up this hooker. Never. Never once have I done that.
See, but that's you, and you're a sane person. The problem of the matter is that there's more and more unstable people who are getting the opportunity to do this and are doing those kind of things. And then turning around, and we're looking at it going, okay, what is causing this to happen? Oh, well, it's what they're exposed to. And now all of a sudden it's, oh, well, there's video games. There's this. Even though there's a couple other things before video games that need to be worried about before, you know, we get that far into it. But you know, that's just what it is. You got to find an avenue. You got to find something to blame it on.
I just think that, like –
because that kind of shit is happening.
I just think that, like – me, you know how I am, man. I'm very libertarian. I feel like people should have the freedom to do what they want. If that's play a video game, if that's watch a movie, read a book. As long as nobody's getting physically hurt. Emotionally hurt, there's a breaking point, okay? I agree. I 5 years ago, I would have said no. As I've gotten older, I will say yes. You know, things like bullying, it can lead to serious things. I agree. But I don't think – I basically think if you're getting that offended by a video – by a work of entertainment, then there's something wrong with you, not the entertainment. If somebody is personally attacking you over and over again, and you start to like not be able to take it, I understand that. That makes sense. But if you're getting offended because somebody you never met before made a game where you can beat up a hooker, there's something wrong. Your sensitivity level needs to drop a little bit.
Interesting. And I think that's true. I think people kind of take some of these things way too seriously. And then some people, I think, and I think this has to do a lot with the fact that we're so interconnected now with all the social media that everyone feels that everyone else feels the same way they do. And
yeah.
So if I feel very strongly and passionately about something, well, naturally, I have a way to complain about it now. And now that I've complained about it, well, then everyone feels the same way. It's such like an egocentric type of mentality that now that I feel everyone feels this way, I have to go and argue and make a big fight, you know, big fuss about this.
And you know what else?
So I do agree.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's all.
And the other thing on top of that is like, before, it's like, oh, I got mad. I'm mad at this video game or this television show is racist. Well, what do you have to do back in the day, 10, 20 years ago? You didn't go on Twitter and write 143 characters. You had to write a letter that nobody ever saw, and then you would mail it in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, everybody gets to say 22 words about how angry they are. Lols. So angry, racist people, hashtag WTF. Like, and that's it. And then though that person's fired from their job. Whether they're right or they're wrong, we live in a society where a mob mentality rules.
That's true. And the thing is, I think a lot of people are quick to jump on causes. Like, they're quick to jump on a lot of causes that they really don't know what they're jumping on. It just seems like it's the hot topic of the moment. So we're going to jump on it, complain about it, yell about it, tweet about it, you know, do whatever we got to do about it. And then we're just going to move on to the next thing when we realize that none of that stuff really even matters in my day-to-day.
As you know, Gartiz, I am the king of writing angry emails. and as you know, as the king, I have learned that when you write an email, you should, and especially an angry email, you should sit on it, come back to it a little bit, see if it's exactly how you wanted to say it, and then send it. That's how people should be when they read something that gets them in an uproar. There should be like some sort of control where it's like, you need to ponder on that for 30 minutes. If in 30 minutes you still need to go to the computer and type your little thoughts out, then you can do it.
That's reasonable.
But again, I'm a type of person who believes people have the ability to say whatever they want. So I, in my keeping with consistency, I do think people should be able to go on Twitter and just rant about whatever they want. However, I don't believe people should buckle like a belt as soon as people get offended by something.
But I mean, that's what people do.
I know.
I'm gonna be really angry about this, and then I'm gonna say something, and then I'm gonna offend somebody who's gonna get upset, and it's just gonna keep. It's just like this cycle. It's just a cycle.
But dude,
it keeps on going.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter if you're like, I'm gonna say something, and it's gonna upset somebody. It can be so unintentional. Like before, when we were talking about high society. And I was like, well, you know, like my skin tone's like kind of dark, so like I could come off as like a European. Somebody, I don't think anybody who listens to our show, but somebody could listen to that and go, man, he's being racist. There was not a racist thought about that. All I'm saying is that I'm darker in complexion and I look like I could be a Southern European.
You could. You look Mediterranean.
Yeah, exactly.
How about that?
Do you know when I'm Italian, okay, right? Do you know what my entire life, whenever I have to check a form and it has race, I always check other?
What are the options for race? Is that the one that says if you're white, if you're...
It's like white, Hispanic, black, Asian, Alaskan. Other. I'm other, bro. I have olive skin. Where do I fit in those choices?
Yeah. I mean, you really like, I've always thought who decided that those were the to get.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
To exclude a big chunk of people.
Bro, it is ridiculous.
To exclude
man.
A lot of people.
That form itself is
hey,
freaking
speaking
racist.
Of, well, that seems like a whole other topic on a whole other day, though. But I was going to mention, we're closing down on the 7 o'clock hour. And
I think we're going to
we
close
once
up
gave,
here, right?
Yeah, yeah, because we never once gave the tags. We never invited anybody to come talk to us.
We
never
so
gave the email.
Dude, it's been a crazy, crazy show. We started off going nuts about Saved by the Bell. Then we started talking about fantasy football, and we couldn't focus on anything. And now we're talking about video games, and we're all serious. It's been a crazy show.
It always is, man. It always is when you're rocking with the faces.
So give us the tags, Gartiz.
All right, man. Well, tell you what. Holler at us during the week at facesforradioshow@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook at facesforradioshow. All right, we're still stuck on that same number of likes, man. Let's try to get some people. Tell your friends to tell your friends to tell their mamas to like the damn page, all right? You can follow us on Twitter, which I haven't checked in a while. I'm sure you haven't either. But you can bear Faces for Radio 1. And then, as always, you can hit us up at the VOC Nation, 855-862-7234. Don't try to hit us up now because we're about to go home next week, man. All right, maybe next week we'll come back with something a little more focused. And maybe next week we'll get, what, 3 minutes of prep time, you think?
Dude.
Three?
We're going to need what the hell happened? Direct Connect is temporarily out of order. Please use Skype. Oh, stupid radio thing. What were you saying? It made me think we fell off the air.
I don't know. Did we fall off the air?
No, we're good. What were you asking me? I'm sorry.
Oh, if we're actually going to get some prep time next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you
put
might
together
not.
A halfway decent show. Yeah, I may not be around next week. We'll see how that rolls, man.
Oh, man.
We'll see how that goes.
Here. You gotta be here for a little bit.
I cannot. You know that I cannot guarantee that. So we'll see. We'll play that one by ear.
Unless the birthday is the 7th, you better be here. Or the 11th, I should say.
Well, we'll see. Maybe by next week, Gartiz will be a daddy. We can talk all about that experience over the weekend. And that should be a fun one.
All right. Well,
so.
Well, if the gimmick ain't working, Gartiz.
Dude, power and change the gimmick.